Let's go. Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Highs of 16 to 20 degrees. Today FM News, a little more at 3.
Here.
Yeah.
Why are they making the electric picnic earlier?
I don't know. There's maybe a couple of speculation.
Ben, journalism is all about who, what, when, where, why.
Unfortunately, Electric Picnic haven't put a spokesperson available.
They haven't furnished you with a...
No, I have asked, so I don't actually have the answer.
You have to actually ask. You can't be sitting down there in the newsroom with your feet up on the desk, turning to Tara Duggan going, Tara, why they made it earlier? You need to go straight to the source, Ben.
I did.
You got to get out your microphone and put on your journalist's hat.
Knock on doors, Ben. Man.
Get out your reporter's notebook.
Right, I'll go and break some windows, so.
Go smash some windows. Yeah. Not in Dublin City Centre, though, because they've laid on extra cops there. You're going to end up locked up there.
I assume it's a combination of weather and possibly acts.
Do you know what's going to happen, though, with the weather?
Well, the weekend that it was due to take place next year, if it happened this year. Storm Betty.
Oh yeah, fair enough. So it might be, is it in sync with another festival? Some smart listener will have it. What's the other festival that's going to be on around the middle of August next year? That all the because don't they do a thing where, like, is it Reading and Leeds, and then they kind of bounce over and back and they work out the artists that way?
There you go now, Ben. We're getting the listeners to do your job for you.
Great.
Listeners, could you be a journalist, please? 087-4100-102. Maybe our listeners will be on Reading the News at 3 o'clock.
Claire says, is it because the Coldplay gig? Is there Coldplay clash?
Coldplay is on
August.
Is on EP weekend next year. So yeah. the traditional weekend. So they're not playing the Saturday. I was speculating that Coldplay may feature at EP next year, but obviously not now.
They wouldn't be because they're doing their own. And maybe you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people attending the Coldplay gigs. No interest then in going to EP, but if they separate them out a little bit, it might make a bit more sense.
This is great. We've come up with exactly no answers, really, to the question.
Yeah. Let's just make it up.
Stay tuned to Today FM, the official Electric Picnic radio station.
Ray Foley.
God, we're so corporate.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
It's Wednesday. It's the 23rd of August, 2023. Oh, yeah, 2023, sorry. Shout out to the plumbers. Yeah! You're plumbing away this afternoon. Look at you there, plumbing. Laying the pipe. And fixing the pipe. Maybe removing the pipe. Adjusting the pipe. It's National Plumbers Day today. So shout out to Christopher Plummer.
Hey-oh. Oh, no.
0874-100-102. Owen's over there. Voice notes. Owen.
Ah, Ray, JP, us plumbers here in Dundalk, hey.
Hello.
Love yous too. And we also.
Hang on a second, you don't sound like you're from Dundalk. On the tune.
Ah, Ray, JP, us plumbers here in Dundalk, hey. Love yous too. And we also.
What?
Love the show.
Hey.
Give a shout out there, boys.
Yeah, that's a shout out,
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac. Yep.
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 Have a shout out to Shane O'Mac and to Owen. Lots of love for the plumbers. The plumbing massive. We love you too. Keith's over there as well. Keith.
All right. Of course the plumbers are on holiday. Sure they haven't done a tap all week.
Hello.
Love the show.
Today FM Summer Cash Machine.
Here we go. 10,347. Bianca. Single ladies, put a ring on it. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Hey. Hi there. Hi there. Whoa. Let's do some radio. Surf's up, dudes.
What's his name again?
Who are we doing? Who am I doing?
The lad in the bus driver Simpsons. That guy.
Oh, Otto.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? That's not bad. And now I'll try and do it and it'll be gone. Whoa. It's gone. Why did you have to do that to me?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I could have just kept doing it and you could have said that in half an hour. Ray was doing an impression of Otto.
Yeah.
I did that once with Des Cahill. I did an amazing Des Cahill impression. It was just like, it was mind-blowing. And the minute it was correctly identified, it was like, man, that's gone. I can't do it anymore.
Once you're doing an impression, invariably after around 10 seconds, it goes Jamaican or some other random accent.
Right, here we go. Des Cahill. Yeah, man.
See,
it's always the same. It's ridiculous. The gang's all here.
Ew.
Bob Marley playing in the background. to drop the gangs all here thing. There's only the two of us. Mm. Unless you, dear listener, you're in our gang. You round out. You are third person. Orla is rarely here now at this stage. She's only ever here when she wants something. There's no gang. Pamela Joyce has got like 25 people inside in the studio with her.
She's got a big crew, doesn't she?
She's got a crew.
Yeah.
She's running a zoo crew in there. It's only me and JP. There's no gang. Two sad middle-aged saps. Actually, speaking of being a sad middle-aged sap, I've lost a few pounds lately. I don't want to go on about it, but really you should be saying, Jesus, Ray, you're looking well.
Get him on Instagram.
Check me out on Insta. You need to be saying now as well, Jesus, Ray, you're looking really well. But I don't do it for the likes, but I do like the likes. So I went for a swim this morning with the swim tribe. Lauren is in my swim gang, swim tribe, when sea swimming. I don't like to go on about
that
too much.
You don't like to talk about that either.
So me and Lauren are sitting there, and then Brian joins us 10 minutes. We're sitting chatting, and Brian joins us 10 minutes later. And she goes, Brad, Jesus, Brian, you're looking really well. And straight away I go, whoa.
What am I, chopped liver over here?
She hadn't mentioned it at all, and I have lost a few pounds. So I've lost a few pounds, and I'm... This is the great thing about when you start losing weight again. Genuinely. Is that you can start fitting into those t-shirts that you weren't... That you kept while you were fat, just in case you were ever able to fit into them again. So I have four... I do this all the time. Anytime I buy a t-shirt, I buy a dozen of them. And I like it. I'm like, that's it. That's my clothes now. And I have four branded DC Batman t-shirts.
Four of them.
It's okay. They're all the same size. I like the way they fit. I like the fit of them. For some reason, not all t-shirts are the same. And I like the fit. I like the cut. I just like the feel of it. I like the material. So I have four Batman t-shirts. Now I'm 42. And the last time I think I fit into these t-shirts, I would have been in my mid-30s. Well, it would have been more acceptable for a man in his mid-30s at that age to be wearing a Batman t-shirt. So I put on a Batman t-shirt this morning on my way into work. And the entire way walking through town, I thought, everyone thinks I'm a tool.
Yeah. Nothing new there.
Jesus. No, but it's because of the Batman t-shirt okay. This time. Do you know?
All right, yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm a tool because of the Batman t-shirt this time. Genuinely, I keep thinking, I feel like an awful age. Like I'm 42 now. I've got children of my own. There was a little boy. He stopped in the street and he said, Mommy, there's fat Batman. So I'll just go back to the big t-shirts again tomorrow, right? Yeah, where the fat ones. All right, Tupac and Dre, this is Today FM. Always. Gavin James and Always. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Huh? Ray Foley, in the afternoon, Wednesday. And let's do a roll call. Ray's here, JP.
Aren't you?
On show indeed, sweetie. Who else is in with us this afternoon? On show, Ray, it's Debs in Offaly. Counting down the days until the kids become the school's problem. Love the show. Yeah, we're very much in the same boat. My wife is frantically squeezing summer into the 10 days before. They're going back next Wednesday, my pair. And today they're going to Jump Zone for trampolining. And they're playing, they have friends over to play the Switch. To play Mario on the Switch. And tomorrow they're going supping. You know, stand-up paddling.
Oh, right, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. She wants to send them back with memories of an amazing summer. Oh, we did so much in the last 10 days before we went back to school. I think maybe it's that thing of like, she's worried about the essay. You know the essay that the teacher gives you on the first day? Write an essay. Write a story about what you did over the summer. Kate wants to be the best mother, so she's getting everything in 10 days. Ridiculous. On show, lads, can you say you're a good boy to my husband, Cullum, who's back from the dentist and there were no tears. Thanks from Sharon. Cullum, you're a good boy. You are. You're a good boy. And Ray, as a single woman, I love the smell. Oh, this is, of course, plumber. National Plumber Day today. Shout out to the plumbers. Lots of love. Yeah, lots of love for the plumbers. Ray, as a single woman, I love the smell of a plumber in the house. The mix of aftershave and fags genuinely does it for me. From Dion Joe. So that's fair enough. Phil's over there. This is on the branded t-shirts. My Batman t-shirt. It has the Batman logo on it. Mm,
it's a fine t-shirt. I'm looking at it right now.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear it. But
why
then
wouldn't you wear
I'm
it?
Not a big DC guy. I'm more of a Marvel guy.
So I am a fool. Genuinely, I'm not.
No,
I'm not,
you know, the thing about Batman t-shirts is they're grey or black. They're fairly subtle. Now, if it had a mad big yellow Batman sign in the middle of
yeah,
it,
it's just
that'd be a problem.
To describe it for your listeners, it's a dark grey, like a charcoal grey, and then it's got the Batman logo in black across the chest of it. Like, I still do feel like a fool now. It's like I've crossed over. I'm into my 40s. It's like, I don't know if I can wear the
Stop
Batman.
That.
This is it. Phil's there. Philip?
I am also a 42-year-old man who has Batman t-shirts.
Right.
And Superman t-shirts.
That doesn't make it all right, though. I mean, the fact that there are other men... I mean, I'm probably looking at you, Phil, and thinking, I don't want to do that.
And DC boxers.
Yeah.
And Simpsons t-shirts. Simpsons socks.
Right.
So just embrace it. Do you really give a shite what some little kid thinks?
I do. I really do. I care what everyone thinks. I wake up every day worrying.
Embrace it, man.
I mean, I suppose I could just embrace it. Yeah, fair enough. But you know what? That's a good way to live. It's like, you know, you do you. Own it. And Thomas is already. Tom?
Ray.
Yeah.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you big tool. You should have stopped wearing them t-shirts when you were 10 or 11.
Yeah.
By the way, love the show.
Hey,
Ray Foley.
I think you might be right.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. careplus.ie.
It's not very subtle either. That's the other issue. It's just not very subtle.
What do you mean?
Like, am I Batman?
Are you claiming to be a Batman?
This is it, like.
I don't think anyone's fooled into thinking you're actual Batman, right?
But this is, what's the point then, like?
You're just expressing your support for the Caped Crusader. Maybe you don't like street crime.
And I don't. Jesus, I don't. Mm-hmm. Down with that sort of thing. So I suppose it's a statement about justice and policing.
Jeez, you've gone very right wing, haven't you, wearing your Batman t-shirts?
there he is flouncing around the town in his Batman t-shirt. I think, though, yeah, if I was Bruce Wayne, it would be a pretty unsubtle, although it could be a double bluff, couldn't it? If you're Bruce Wayne, if you're multimillionaire, billionaire Bruce Wayne,
yeah,
and you're trying to hide the fact that you're Batman.
Listen to this now. Yeah,
what better way to disguise the fact that you have a secret superhero identity with a cave under your big flash house in the outskirts of Gotham City, and your own torch with a bat in the sky that Commissioner Gordon lights up when the criminals of the city come out at night. What better way to disguise your dual identity than wearing a Batman t-shirt around the town? It's quite possible that people think I'm Bruce Wayne.
See?
Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Cian Ducrow for you.
The car, the kitchen, or even doing the...
Now that's brilliant. I think do it on the air. Do it live. Let everyone hear it, like. Cian Ducrow in heaven, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. So JP's been practicing the Rose of Tralee, the song from the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah.
Because the Rose of Tralee last night, by the way, winner of the Rose of Tralee, that was the New York Rose, Roisin Wiley. No relation to the rapper, Wiley.
Right, okay. Yeah,
wearing my Rolex. So JP's been practicing his Rose of Tralee.
I think I have it now.
Yeah, well, okay. The Pale Moon, yeah.
Yeah, I know how it starts.
I'll put a bit of reverb on it for you.
Thanks.
And you're on time.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee.
Do you know what?
It's It's not perfect, but it's getting there.
That's very good.
Thanks.
By the way, that was the Irish tenors version of the Rose of Tralee. We've honestly spent 3/4 of an hour listening to different versions of the Rose of Tralee. Shocking. Aye. Rose of Tralee was on last night. I've been handed a number. I don't know what condition the rose is in.
Has she even got a wink of sleep?
I don't know if she's wilted by this stage. Mm. She needs lots of watering and manure.
Make the call, will you?
Fertilizer is the word I spent. Fertilizer. You just buy fertilizer at the garden centre. You don't need to use it.
It's ringing. Jeez, we love a winner on this show.
We're all about. We're jumping on this bandwagon again. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely shocking. Shocking.
Hi, this is Roisin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Rose of Tralee, the Rose of Tralee, Roisin Wiley's on the air. Roisin, hello, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM Radio. How are you, madam?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Cool. You sound remarkably fresh for the winner last night. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just running on adrenaline now. It's been amazing.
Have you been to bed?
For about 2 hours, yeah. So I got a bit of sleep.
Okay, well, congratulations. Huge congrats. How are you feeling? Have you had time to process it, to let it sink in?
Yeah, you know, this morning I think it's really sinking in. Last night was just a blur, and I think I don't know if I'll remember really anything from last night beyond the pictures, but this morning has been amazing, just really kind of, you know, getting to talk about it more and really let it all kind of soak in.
Congratulations. Have you made any... best pal, Rose best pal, or like a significant, because I know I've from speaking to Roses in the past that you'd make stronger bonds with some of the other contestants. Who would be your best friend?
Yeah, oh, well, it's funny, last night the girls and I were all just saying, like, this is just the start of all of our friendships. You know, we've spent the last 2 weeks together, but we just have honestly a lifetime to go to really get to know one another. I will say my roommate, Sinead, the leash rose, we we're just a perfect pair as roommates, and we were always like laughing and getting along together while we were getting ready. So she was absolutely amazing to be paired with as a roommate. The Limerick Rose, Molly Ann, she just is such kind of a sweet person, always kind of brought us down to earth when we were getting a bit stressed out on the tour, you know. So there, every girl kind of brought a different element to the whole group. So I'd say we all have a lifelong friendship to build now.
That is so sweet of you to say, because of course they all hate you now.
No, oh gosh, no. I think I feel more support from those girls than I do from almost anyone. So,
did you hear it? Because I know that people in those moments when their own name is said, or, you know, when the announcement is finally made to the audience, and of course the millions of people watching all over the world, that like, you don't hear it, that it's just, you're drowning in such adrenaline.
Yeah, no, I keep saying that I barely heard Dahi say New York, but I think I did, and then all the girls just came running up to me, thank goodness, they were all right there, right away, and yeah, it was just very overwhelming. I'm glad I didn't fall down the stairs when I was walking off the stage.
Amazing. So you live in Manhattan in New York, do you?
I do, yeah. I live downtown by the Freedom Tower.
Wow, okay. So right in the center. Did you grow up there?
Yeah, I grew up. So I was born right outside the city in Yonkers. Woodlawn is where I went to elementary school when I was younger, which is a big Irish community. Right. And then I moved up to Westchester with my family, about 15 minutes north of Woodlawn. Okay. And so that's where I grew up, and now I'm living in the city.
I got you. You moved, and you're working in the city then, I guess. You're based in there all the time.
Yep. Yeah. I work from home, but yeah, my company is based in New York.
So would you be able to work from home from Ireland while you're the Rose? Will you be over here for the year, or what's the situation?
We're going to figure out those logistics soon.
I love that. It's like, I didn't think I'd win, but I'm here now. See you in a year. Bye-bye.
Right. I know. We're really taking it minute by minute here.
Okay, so we're not committing to anything, just in case your bosses are listening. Yeah, there's no way. We're not streaming online. No one's going to hear it. You're perfectly fine. Tell us about your mom and dad. They were in the audience last night, were they?
They were, yeah. They were sitting up the front. So yeah, it was my mom and dad and my brother was there, and then all my aunts and uncles and cousins were over. My best friend from growing up flew over from New York with her mom and sister. So wow, we had an amazing crowd there last night.
And your mom and dad, they're from Limerick, is that right?
They are. Yeah, my mom is from Temple Grandin and my dad's from Kilmallock. So, and all of my all of their siblings are still there. So very strong roots there.
Did they meet in Limerick and then move over to the meet over there?
They did. They met in Limerick. So my mom's oldest sister had a pub in my dad's town. And when my mom was working, I guess, in the pub when she was just a teenager, that's when her and my dad met. And, you know, they've, I think, were great friends. And, you know, the rest is history after that.
Yeah. What did they do when they went to America?
So they both moved over to the city. My mom, I think, actually moved over before my dad. And, yeah, I think they bopped around. Yeah, he did. He followed her over. And I think they popped around a bit. They were, you know, I feel like every time I go on a drive with them, they tell me that they used to live in that area or town. So they definitely saw a good bit of the city and outside the city. And then we settled just a bit outside the city then.
Did you visit much as you were growing up?
Yeah, I did. So they actually built a house in Patrick's Well, and we moved back for a year. But we then, you know, they decided then to settle back down in New York. But we were back and forth every year, just, you know, visiting family and stuff. It was always a party when we got to come over. So
did you live here for the year?
I did, yeah. I mean, I went to, Mrs. Hickey was my, I think, preschool teacher in Patrick's Well. I was only there, maybe I was 4 years old for a year.
All right,
yeah.
So you were only a baba then, and they decided to move back over. Right, cool. Yeah. So how are they feeling today? Have they been to bed, more importantly? They need their sleep.
So I just drove past them there. I think they looked like they had a good bit of energy. I think they're just running on adrenaline like I am now. So they're very excited, and I think they're just now just shocked, just as shocked as I am. They're just like, oh God, now what is the next year gonna entail? They're just as excited.
So. That's gonna be brilliant. Fair play. Shout out to your escort. What was his name? We better give him some kudos.
Yeah, Tommy Quirk. He was great. If I had a pain in my head, I had, you know, pain medicine. If I had a blister, we had Band-Aids. No, so he was great to have by my side while I was in Tralee.
A medical background, Tommy, it seems.
I think all the escorts pick up some sort of medical background when they sign up for the job.
Well, that's it,
job.
Yeah. As long as they're not causing the injuries. That's the main thing.
Not yet, anyway, I don't think.
And what do you get? Did you get a check? You don't get a tiara anymore, we know. What did you get as the winner?
Oh God, what did I get? I got a beautiful bouquet of roses. And there's a bunch of those prizes that they did name out. But it's just been, there's no check yet or anything like that.
I was just
that,
thinking cash. Cash is always good. Forget your prizes, forget your sash. I mean, we're talking cash. This is a hard-nosed Manhattanite we're dealing with here. Cash is king. She's come from the heart of the city. Give her the cash and look after her. Listen, all joking aside, Roisin, thank you so much for taking our call. Huge congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rose of Tralee, Roisin Wiley.
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely day and have a lovely year, madam.
Thank you.
Much love. All the best.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
Uphill moon rising up. Congratulations for her. She's going to have a whirlwind. She's already had a whirlwind 12 or so hours, and she's going to have so much more fun now. Right, down today FM, I'll play some Charlie XCX next.
A bit of rain and drizzle today, although it will be mostly sunny with highs of 16 to 20 degrees. Today FM news will have more at 4.
You love that. That's a real dub thing, isn't it?
I'm not a dub. Steve-O's a dub.
Steve-O,
you said what?
Yes.
Is it what? Am I saying it right?
It's more of a yip.
That's one. A yip. Yeah.
Yip.
You might double up on the yip as well, Steve-O, would you?
Yip.
Yip.
I'm terrible at this. I can't talk, man. Did you see this? See this news today, guys? I suppose it's so relevant for all of us, by the way.
Is this a boys' chat now?
This is a boys' chat. Right. Here we go. Pints all around. And I'm after seeing the news, the nominations, the shortlist for the IMRO Radio Awards 2023 have just been released.
That's interesting, yeah.
And there is, among us, there's a nominee.
But who is it?
It's Steve, are you nominated, actually?
No.
I wanted to check, sorry. I'm not nominated.
I'm definitely not.
JP's not nominated.
No chance.
But nominated for E4 category news broadcaster, it's Ben Finnegan.
Came over there.
A nominee among us.
Hey, did you see who he's nominated with?
Oh, it's probably the dregs, is it?
Some lad called Brian Dobson. Who the hell is he?
Big Dobbo.
I'd say he's over there in Montrose, quaking in his boots. He's breaking it. Are you serious? Brian Dobson is
I'm coming for double.
Who else is in it? I will have to go and look up the rest of the category. Sorry.
There's two lads from the north and Justin McCarthy from RT as well.
The way he knew straight off the
pretending he doesn't know the name of Peter.
You're supposed to pretend. It's just a celebration of names in the industry.
We're all winners.
It's just great to be nominated.
The 5 at 5 is also nominated. Heard every day on Today FM at 5.
Not by me.
The best of luck, Ben. The very best.
Genuinely, it's great that one of us is nominated. By the way, worth noting, we didn't enter.
Don't be making excuses.
Ray Foley. All right, then, congrats. Today FM. Making the cash machine call in just a few minutes. Over 10,000 euro on the line. It could be yours this afternoon. Westlife, World of Aroma, Today FM. Make me feel funny. And indeed, the machine. The dog days are over. You're on Today FM. Teddy bears. Do you have any of your teddy bears from when you were a kid, JP?
I have them at home in the family home in Dundalk.
Do you still have them?
I think they're up at the top of the wardrobe. There's one teddy that was a bulldog. Is that a bear? It's a stuffed toy that's a bulldog.
It wasn't your life story. I wasn't looking for your life story. It was just
he's dressed as a private dick.
You've got a teddy bear, a bulldog, dressed as a private detective.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This insight into your childhood has finally, after 25 years of friendship, it's like pulling back the curtain.
Isn't it?
And it finally explains so much.
Right. I do own one other stuffed toy that my other half gave me about a year ago. It's a stuffed koala bear. Now, it is a bear.
Couple of questions and you don't have to answer them.
Sure.
If you don't feel comfortable.
Okay. Do I need a safe word for this?
Does your private dick bulldog at home have a name?
No.
No name?
No name.
And what about your koala?
He does have a name.
Do you want to tell
us? I cannot divulge.
Is it also the name of your...
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's actually. You see, she also has a couple of stuffed toys, right? So there's a naming convention for them. It's too complicated. I can't get into the details, Rick. Come on. You did say I didn't have to answer.
All right, boy. No judgment here. This is a safe space.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think my folks have one of my bears at home. It's the one I had since I was a little baby. And he's fairly big. He's about your height.
Not that big, though.
He's orange and his name is, imaginatively, Teddy.
Okay. Steady Teddy.
He was always there for me, through thick and through thin. And then I met you. And I haven't haven't spoken to Teddy ever since. This is the story of Bear Miles, two Irish teddies set for Dublin stop as they fly around the world for charity. Captain Paddy T. Bear and his sidekick Lucky have been photographed with pilots and crews in different countries as the pair raises funds for Laura Lynn and Dogs Trust. Thus far, they've been Seattle, Johannesburg, Western Australia, Ibiza, Tel Aviv and Helsinki. They're globetrotting bears.
These bears are better travelled than I am.
Let me call my bear guy.
Okay.
I'll put him on one there. It's ringing. This is Jason and he works for the Irish Aviation Authority. Hello?
Hello?
Jason?
Hello. How are you doing?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. There's no emergency. I'm not calling about any incident, any aviation incident. I'm just calling about the Bears.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's all good. The skies are clear. What do you do in Dublin for the flight operations for the Irish Aviation Authority?
So I'm an administrator here at the Flight Operations Department with the Irish Aviation Authority. So I take care of the flight ops inspectors and make sure they do their job safely.
The flight what inspectors?
Flight operations inspectors.
Oh, right, okay. So what do they do then? Why, nuts and bolts, I don't want to get into too much detail. I do want to talk about the Bears, but it's just an interesting job.
Yeah, sure. So obviously we ensure that the likes of Ryanair, Aer Lingus adhere to the highest safety standards.
Oh, right, okay. So you're the checks, I suppose.
So we're the regulators.
I hear you barking. Okay, cool.
Yes.
So then we're looking at the Bears. They're adorable and great names as well. Paddy T. Bear, he's the captain, and the sidekick. You can't really say sidekick. It's first officer, isn't it? Really, Lucky.
No, sidekick Lucky. Yeah, he's his little teddy bear friend, and they've been travelling all over Ireland and globally, and doing a great job on behalf of two Irish charities.
How does it work in terms of taking the photographs of the Bears and getting them photographed in various locations? Do you hand off the Bears, or is this just a scam that you're running where you're like, well, look, someone has to go all around the world with the Bears?
You're the chaperone.
Someone needs to take care of the Bears. I'm a care bear. I'm a bear carer.
I wish I was getting air miles for them, I have to say.
Very nice.
It would. No, basically I hand them over to pilots, cabin crew, and they take care of them, and they take them all over the world, and they've gone as far as Seattle in the US and delivered a new Boeing 737, and they've even been as far as Perth, Australia.
Incredible. Where did you get the idea from?
The idea is not a new idea. It's been done many times before with various items, not just teddy bears, obviously gnomes. I think what's captured their hearts and minds and imagination of Captain Paddy and Lucky. They've been kind of humanised, and they're representing two fantastic Irish charities, which is obviously Laura Lynn Children's Hospice and Dogs Trust Ireland.
Yeah, Laura, we filmed a thing in Laura Lynn a few years ago, and the work they do and the way they do it for very sick children is utterly mind-blowing, inspiring and heartbreaking. It's just, if you ever get the opportunity to explore what they do or spend some time on their website, it's absolutely it's incredible.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It is indeed. And we've been invited out both Laura Lynn and Dogs Trust, and I was quite amazed and surprised to learn that Laura Lynn is the only children's hospice in Ireland, which, it's quite shocking to hear, really.
Yeah, and they do incredible work, and they're always fundraising. So how does the fundraising, how do you end up making money then for the two charities?
So we have a dedicated website, aviationireland.ie, and we have two Just Giving pages, and we've raised over 2,300 already, and we've actually got a big fundraising evening on the 31st of August, which is a Women in Aviation themed fundraiser.
Right. All right, okay, I got you. So that's going to be in the Carlton Dublin Airport Hotel on the end of August.
It is indeed, yep. It's been sponsored by Runway 28 Beverages, Carlton Hotel and Runway 28 Rooftop Terrace and Bar.
Hang on, I need to write this down, Jason. Yeah, I need to make sure I get all the sponsors. Yeah, make sure it's looked after.
And, absolutely.
You mentioned some of the locations that they've been to, the Bears have been photographed in. What's on the Bears, of course, not your bucket list. What's on Captain Paddy T. Bear and Lucky's bucket list in terms of destinations, or where would they like to be seen in the not-too-distant future?
Well, we're hoping they're going to be in Sydney and photographed outside the Opera House later in the year. But if anyone's got Tom Cruise's number, we would love to get him up in his P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, we've got loads of listeners that are listening to the FM this afternoon.
Of course. You know, we've got to think big.
Well, fair play. It's a cool idea. And it's on Facebook and Instagram as well. Just do a search.
We are indeed. Or if you can visit aviationireland.ie, and all the information is there as well.
I got you. Jason Phelan, thanks. So, Jason Phelan, that's an Irish name, but you've got a very strong West of Ireland accent. What's your story?
So, yeah, my parents are from Empham Bandakaragee, just outside Mullingar. They moved over to the UK. I was born in London, and they moved back in the early 2000s, and I moved here in 2012, and been here ever since.
This sounds like the Rose of Tralee. We're doing it all again, Jason. Your Guna looks lovely. You look lovely in the tiara and the sash.
Listen, I wouldn't mind.
Thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged, and every success with the initiative. Well done. Cheers,
man. Thank you so much.
Obliged. All the best. Bye. Do a search for the Irish Aviation Authority on social. They have all the links there. You can check out the photographs of the bears. They're adorable. And two great charities as well. Right. Kid Leroy, stay today. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. Told you I'd... Yeah. Hold tight. Spice Girls and Spice Up Your Life. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. JP's here as well.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Elaine texted. She said, did you say 25 years? Oh my God, you're so old. From Elaine. Elaine, thank you for those kind words. It really means a lot. 25 years. Me and JP, our 25 year anniversary is coming up.
What do I get for that?
What is 25? Look it up. Ruby or something, is it?
One second, please.
Do you know, I expect you, by the way, to know the exact date, and I expect you to do something special for me as well.
Know the exact date of what?
Of our 25-year anniversary.
What, is this when we met in college?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have been the first year of term.
First day of term?
Yeah, in the year 1999?
Eight.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would be 25.
Special? Huh?
That'd be 25, not that's, 24 like 99.
That's maths, yeah.
Silver! You're going to get me silver for our anniversary. Fantastic.
What are you going to do to market? There should be a big thing on Today FM. Ray and JP Day.
Do you think?
Just like gratuitous, self-indulgent loving.
Is that what people want?
All about us. Clips of us when we were younger. When we were better, actually. Yeah. When we were interested. Do you remember? Bring in Anne.
A quarter of a century.
Oh, God, that's grim, isn't it?
Look at all the grey in your beard.
And you know what? We're still doing the same old sh. Today FM Summer. Seriously, we haven't moved along or
the oldest of old rope.
It's still the same shtick. Depressing. Over €10,000 on the cash machine. We haven't evolved. We haven't evolved. Like we haven't matured. It's,
no.
Yeah, it's still very childish and stupid. Like
yeah, it is.
And there's no nutrition. There's no. It's all just
empty calories,
flimsy.
Yeah.
what did I? I was reading. Ivan Yates was commenting about Ryan Tuberty's show last week. He was talking about that hour.
Ivan's rarely short of a word or two.
I think he called it piffle.
Oof. Bloody hell.
That's right. You know what? I'd like put that on my gravestone. Today FM, we're playing Taylor Swift.
Next. The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
My God, I love that song. Space Cowboy, Return of the Space Cowboy from Jamiroquai. Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh, Jamiroquai, yes, yes, yes. No, I don't like Virtual Insanity, actually. It's the one I don't like.
I know which one you do like.
My fave.
Yeah. Two words, canned and heat.
Oh. You're right. One second. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Jamiroquai Can't Heat is my favourite Jamiroquai song. Actually, one of my favourite songs of all time. And oh, as it comes on, me and Chris, eyes, elbows. Let's go. You know something? You know this boogie is for real. You know this boogie is for real. Go on, go dig out your Jamiroquai. I used to put my faith in worship. Your weird furry hats. But then my chance to get to heaven slay. Converse runners.
Adidas runners.
Are they Adidas? Cons he was wearing. Other Jamiroquai songs.
Deeper Underground, Raymond.
Deeper Underground. Do we even have it?
Yeah.
Deeper Underground for Jamiroquai. Jamir to me. This was great. What was the sample?
Don't know.
Am I playing the right song, yeah?
You are.
Skim on. Who else? was on that soundtrack? This is Godzilla.
Was P. Diddy on there? With a rip-off of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's the sample of Diddy. It's not cold, though.
Home to me?
No.
Come with me.
Home with me, is it?
Yeah.
I don't have it. Was he called Puff Daddy at the time? Go on out of that, JK and friends. Aha, yeah. Come on, lad. Aha, yeah.
Diddy's flow.
This is so good. Just the sample, though, that's all. Puff Daddy just saying, aha, yeah, for the entire 4 minutes. And then Godzilla at the end. Absolutely beautiful. Yes, this is CFM. Playing the music you love and prizes you love, too. Tull Faris Hotel and Golf Resort. It's Wicklow's hidden gem. It's the ideal location for your country escape, just 30 minutes from Dublin. The refurbishment of the resort at Tull Faris includes a brand new conference centre, renowned championship golf course, and breathtaking views of the Blessington Lakes and Wicklow Mountains. For more details, their website is www.tullfarishotel.com.
I've been there. It's lovely. Not since the refurbishment, guys. Just putting it out there, but I have been there in the past. Hashtag SpawnCon. Hashtag 2FM.
He's looking for a free garden shed now, lads, as well. Get in touch. So we've been doing romance the last few days, your least romantic. Because it's a break for two to Tull Faris. Two nights B&B with dinner on one evening in their new Fairways restaurant for two people. And yeah, we've been doing romance the last. What do you want to do today?
Well, we were talking about teddy bears earlier.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so you're going to Tull Faris, of course, and you never leave home. You never go on a two-night break without your teddy bear. So do you still have your teddy bear from your childhood, or do you have a teddy bear that was given to you by your significant other? What's the name of the bear?
Or a blankie, some kind of a blankie. Some people have a soothing blankie.
If you're a grown man or a woman with a blankie,
stay away from
do not text us. You are not going to win a break for two to Tull Faris.
Would you have the bravery to bring a teddy with you to a hotel?
Okay.
Because you're going to put it on the bed, right, and then you know the cleaning staff are going to come in and see the teddy bear.
I've got this. So here's how we're going to do this competition.
Here's how we're going to do it, okay.
Only if you're prepared to bring your bear with you to Tull Faris will we give you the break for two.
Right. Do we want to see photos?
Not necessarily. No. You can just describe the bear for us. Tell us about your bear. Tell us why you love your bear so much. By the way, you can still bring another human with you as well. So it's the three of you are going to spend this luxury two-night break for two, plus a bear. Tell us about the bear. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bear. It could be a horse. A stuffed horse, not a full, not a live horse.
A private dick, I had one.
JP had a bulldog that was dressed as a private detective. It can be any creature as long as it's stuffed and you love it so much you want to take it away on holidays with you. Text us 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
Write your voice notes as well.
With Care Plus. Care with a
care. Becky Hillen. Sad effects. Today FM playing the music you love. Loads of texts on teddy bears coming in. It's adorable. It really is gorgeous. We'll have a winner on our Tull Faris competition in a couple of minutes. We'll go through the texts and play Jonas Brothers for you next.
Ray Foley.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, that's Markle. Today FM playing the music you love. Let's bongo. All right, so this is following on from the story of the stuffed bear, cuddly toys, bears, teddy bears. Travelling all around the world raising money for charity. This is Captain Paddy T. Bear and his sidekick, Lucky. And Jason, who's a flight operations administrator with the Irish Aviation Authority. If you look at the Irish Aviation Authority's website or their socials, they'll show you the photographs of the look at the bears, and they're lovely. So Tull Faris Hotel and Golf Resort, they've given us a break for two, dinner on one evening in their new Fairways restaurant, and two nights B&B for two people in Tull Faris. Tull Faris Hotel and Golf Resort, Wicklow's hidden gem. Asking you about your teddy bears. Do you have any teddy bears? 087-4-100-102. Mark's over there. Mark, hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. It's not a teddy as such, but my wife, everywhere we go, even being abroad on holidays, she takes her pillow with her everywhere. Hotels, on the plane, everywhere.
Would that be kind of a... Just because you like... Is that like I've got a bad neck or so it's my memory pillow? It needs to be a certain softness.
Maybe she doesn't like using other people's pillows because of the germs.
It's not so much of a comforter, though, is it? I mean, I could kind of let her away with that, I think. I'm looking for devastatingly embarrassing situations here. Laura's over there. Laura?
Look, I'd have to bring my little ducky. Oh. He's a teddy bear and I got him when I was about 2 years of age.
Is he a duck bear? Like, is it a stuffed duck?
Likely.
Or is it a bear called Ducky? I'm just asking.
Now, I always brought him everywhere when I was a child, but I don't bring him now, but if I win this break, I'd bring him with me.
Lovely.
Thanks a million.
All right, we'll put you in to win. Let's see who else have we got. Ducky. Aoife's over there, Aoife.
Hi, it's Aoife O'Rourke here in Longford. I'm 44. Oh. I'm married with two children and I suck my thumb and I have a blanket and I call it my Ghana and my little girl.
You call it your what?
Ghana, is it?
And I call it my Ghana and my little girl.
My Ghana? Is that Irish or something? Is that Irish for
Ghana?
Blanket or something?
Now sucks her thumb and she has a blanket and she calls it a Ghana.
That's cute.
And when I met my husband first and... I used to say to him at night.
God love, could you imagine this man? First night sleeping over.
Yeah.
Would you like to come in?
Yeah, you've just had the oysters.
Would you like to come in just for a nightcap? Yeah. He's thinking, quid's in here now.
She says she's going off to make herself comfortable.
And she literally is. She's sucking her thumb and squeezing on her Ghana. Here, would you like to squeeze me Ghana? Well, that all depends.
And when I met my husband first...
Yeah, sorry, go on.
I used to say to him at night... Well, obviously not when I met him first. After a little while, I'd say, have I got my Ghana? And every night before we go to sleep, he says, have you got your Ghana?
Do you know what? That is actually really sweet. It's terrifying and desperately sad, but it's really sweet as well.
So, I'd love it 2 nights away, the two of us.
Yeah, well, we put you in. Damien's there as well. Damo?
I know I am.
Ray, Damien here from Rowan.
Hello, love.
Just want to let you know, I have a Star Wars t-shirt with a picture.
Oh, sorry, that's the Star Wars. Sorry, I'm listening to the older voice notes as well. Sorry, that's not Damien's fault. That's my fault. Do I have any more of them there? Text as well. 087-4-100-102. And yeah, loads of them coming in. Your text of your cuddly toys. I have a glowworm since I was 6 and I'm 43 now. Glowworms were all the rage. You remember them?
They were big, yeah.
It actually light up. He was for a bedtime, so I called him Snoozy from Pamela and Carlo. I have a cabbage patch doll called Robbie from Anne-Marie, age 40, from Shannon. God, this is like a confessional, isn't it? I have a teddy bear, Charlie. Sleep with him all the time, even when my boyfriend is down, and he always throws him across the room.
Ah, you can't do that. You can't do that. No. Respect, Charlie.
Here, give me that bear. I'd have no problem bringing Charlie on a little getaway with me. I might have to leave the boyfriend at home, though, from Shauna. Dead right, Shauna. Make him work for it. Hi, I've no shame. I'm 49 years of age. I've got a panda given to me since birth. It's been repaired numerous times, and he still sits at the top of the bed, from Dave in Lixnaw. Dave, thanks for the... to Sean's... Hang on. Sean's there as well. Jacob's has loads of them. One's got a bear. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Shawnee.
What's that crack?
Ray Foley, Today FM Radio. How are you, my love?
Absolutely delighted to hear from you, my good man.
I'm not the good man. JP is the good man.
Hi, thanks, Sean. Cheers.
Got the wrong guy.
I didn't like to say that, but yeah.
Where, everyone knows it. Where are you?
Well, I'm on the way home from work, but don't let anyone know.
What, you're still supposed to be
driving off?
Until 5?
Yeah, but
I'm
still in work, I swear to God.
Oh, he's working hard. Well, don't bother telling us what you do, actually.
Don't.
Where in the world do you live?
I'm living in Kilcock, near Kilcock, County
Kildare. Oh, very good. And let's see, your bear. My bear's name is called Fozzie. Fozzie Bear, yeah. Waka Waka. The bear is a comedian. I got him for my second birthday. How old are you, Sean?
I'm 47.
Right, so 45 years ago, you got Fozzie. It was 46 years ago, yeah. And I'm a 6'3" ex-second row rugby player. So you still have Fozzie, do you?
Yeah, I do indeed. Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like, do you remember on Only Fools and Horses? Do you remember Trigger's brush? There's more new bits of him than there is old bits.
He's been repaired and replaced and patched up.
So many times. I think the only thing left of him is one eye.
And can you give him a cuddle every night?
Well, not every night, but most nights. On his birthday and stuff, he gets a cuddle. Yeah,
he gets a little cuddle. And will you take him with you to Solfaris?
I will indeed.
Well,
yeah.
In that case, have you got anybody else you'd like to take with you?
Let me think. I better bring the wife, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. You just bring a Fozzie with you.
You don't need the
boys free? Well, I'll come. Jesus, I'd love to go.
Fairly cuddly.
Love a breakaway. Myself. Ray, Sean, and Fozzie. Oh, the three of us in the bed. People will talk. Look. Bring herself. I'll just rule me out. Leave it. You bring herself.
Right. And if I have to, I suppose we'll.
Yeah, we'll do another time. Maybe Christmas or something. But in between Christmas and New Year, we'll arrange something
to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
there's always that kind of a lull in.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. You know? Yeah. So come here. Two nights B&B, dinner on an evening of your choice in the new Fairways restaurant for two people. Well done.
Yeah, nice one.
Cheers, sir. Listen, thanks so much. Yeah, sorry.
I like the show an adequate amount.
I'm going to have to cut you off there.
Sorry, bad luck there, Sean. You get the prize.
Somebody else gets the prize. and we take the bear off you. thanks for taking the call.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Love the show, baby. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Don't you ever, ever come on my airways and I give you a flipping gorgeous prize. And then you say, oh, and lads, I like that.
That's not how it works.
What are we at here? What are we doing?
Cop on.
Cop on. I'm disgusted.
Kind of ruined it now, isn't
it? It's a day FM. So she said, what's the problem? Nathan Daw, 0800 Heaven. This is Today FM playing the music you. That's our little show. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to do Care Bear Grills, where survival expert Bear Grills reveals his extensive Care Bear collection. He's got Sweet Dreams Bear, Share Bear, and Love A Lot Bear, but he's still looking for Funshine. If anyone is listening, you've got Funshine. Bear's interested. Bear wants your bear. We didn't get to do Roisin Wiley Coyote, where the newly crowned Rosa Tralee, Roisin Wiley, reveals her favourite Looney Tunes cartoon character. It's Wiley Coyote. And we didn't get to do Dahi O'Shave, where Rose of Tralee co-host Dahi O'Shea reveals his top tips for the perfect shave. Dahi says, Shkelp, don't shave against the hair, shave with the hair. Shkelp. And I have a lovely evening. Matt Cooper is on the way.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.